Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Angela Denning Barnes. This week on AK, music education. A little known but long running program is teaching music in villages across Alaska. Earlier this year, teachers with Dancing with the Spirit were in Eagle. The program aims to prevent suicide and substance abuse in villages, but it's also bringing communities together. Emily Schwing has the story.
Belle Mickelson loves to play music. She takes her fiddle wherever she goes, but she'll sing and dance as well. So 16 years ago, while she was on a work trip in Galena, she bonded with some of the locals who also liked the fiddle.
I went over to some people's house, some of the elders, and we played music, and then I was sitting around having tea, and I kind of said, well, what's going on? And they just told me how depressed they were because of all the suicide that was happening, and I thought, oh my gosh, what could I do? And I didn't think about it till later I realized what an impact music makes on kids.
When Mickelson returned to her home in Cordova, she started a music camp there.
After 5 years, we said every town should have one. It's so amazing.
Mickelson is tall and slender with short silver hair, large round eyes, and she's always smiling. She's an Episcopal priest, and she's been traveling the state with her fiddle for the past decade. I caught up with her in Eagle when the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race blew through town last February. She was helping students from kindergarten through 12th grade get ready for a community concert.
What's your name?
Tiffany. Well, I think music's important because you get to do stuff and learn how to play instruments.
Tell me what your name is.
Violet. I feel like I'm wild and free with the music. It sounds pretty, and I'm really good at God is so good and shaven haircut.
The Eagle Community School invited Mickelson to Eagle for about a week. She's taken her music program Dancing with the Spirit on the road. The program is affiliated with the Episcopal Church in Alaska, but the songs are mostly secular. And Mickelson doesn't travel alone. She gets help from other Alaskan musicians like Fred Weiss.
It's really a joyful thing. I mean, I do other things. I'm a carpenter by trade, but I prefer to do this by a mile.
Many of the songs students practice are the kind of thing you'd expect, but both Weiss and Mickelson help to give the music some Alaskan flavor. And in Eagle, they managed to work the Yukon Quest in as well. Music isn't new to kids in Eagle, but learning about music in school is pretty unique. For the first time this year, kids in kindergarten through fifth grade will have a music class via video conference with a music teacher from Tok. It used to be that music was only taught sporadically. Weiss and Mickelson say Dancing with the Spirit isn't only about bringing music into schools. It's about getting the community involved as well.
We work from the second school starts till it ends, and then the evenings we come back and do things.
With special groups, I mean, we do one-on-one or anyone who wants to learn. A lot of folks show up. In fact, I had a couple fathers come in, and one of the fathers was over here and then to the very end, and he wanted to learn the blues.
And Weiss says he's always impressed by his students.
Some of them. I mean, there's a young mandolin player here, Wesley. He's really supple with his wrist. He's only, was he 9, 10 years old?
What's your name? Wesley. I was playing mandolin. Because I like that instrument. It's a really nice. I like the music. It's fun, you know.
Mickelson admits funding is an issue. Some of the grant money they used to operate under has run out. Other funds come from schools they visit, and it's no secret school budgets are tight. But it doesn't seem to get her down.
Well, it'll come. You know, it is. I've been so busy just doing the program, I really haven't gotten out and done the grants. But I hope we'll be recognized in Alaska, and I just feel like it's just going to spread like wildfire.
The Eagle Community School is in the midst of applying for another teacher incentive grant to bring Belle Mickelson back during the Yukon Quest again in 2012. For AK, I'm Emily Schwing.